Good morning. Welcome again to our worship service. Glad that you guys are all here and came and worship with us. And I like this it's not really a new thing, but the start of pheasant season, and I like the colors and the orange and all that stuff. I know some of you guys don't like the new people that we get in town, but I think it's a pretty fun time for me to go shoot some birds. So hopefully you guys get to have some fun with that too. If you guys want to look to your bulletin, the first thing I want to mention is the insert about the Let There Be Light ladies event that is scheduled for October 25th. Little kind of prayer update too as well. The Mackenzie Kopecky did pass away on Thursday morning. So if you guys want to keep that family in your prayers and stuff, the reason why we're switching the date of this is because that funeral will be on that Saturday in the morning there. So we want to switch that so that way you guys have an opportunity to go and support the family and be there to encourage them as well. So this will be on November 1st, that next Saturday. So same times, different date. So November 1st, Let There Be Light ladies event that the Women's Outreach is putting on. You can read the rest of the details in that insert and sign up or do whatever out there on the foyer. In the foyer on that table to see if you can help out with any of that. So just wanted to make note of that before I forgot. Also in the announcement section in the bulletin, there's a list of new church members. Go ahead and shake their hands and greet them and congratulate them. We had our annual meeting this last Wednesday, and those guys were affirmed in our as members in our church. So welcome them and support them. If you would like an annual report, those are on that circle table out there in the foyer as well, along with the proposed revisions of the church constitution, and we'll be able to have that available for you to look at and get some of your input on that. There's a special guest section in there. On November 2nd, we're going to be having the Changs. They're the Frontier School of the Bible. They're the music directors there. And they're going to be coming and sharing in the church service as well as Sunday school for all ages. And we'll also be receiving a love offering at the end of Sunday school for that. We're going to be putting a Christmas tree in the courthouse. The Centennial Committee is getting that together for the 100th year Centennial deal that we're going to be having in August. So if you have anything that you would like to help with or do that, talk to Sherry Van Zee. You can get lined up with that. And then the CEF Vision Dinner is November 14th in Huron. And you can see the details in there or out on the bulletin board as well in the foyer. So are there any announcements that I might have missed or that you guys would have this morning? Perfect. We'll go to our call to worship, which is from Romans 5, 1 and 2. It says, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into his grace, in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God.
Well, good morning again, and we welcome you to our worship service. We're going to sing together number 404, The Solid Rock. I'm going to ask you to stand with me, please, if you're able. And then either in your hymn book or up on the screen, number 404, The Solid Rock. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When darkness veils his lovely face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand,
All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. He lives with his covenant, his blood. Support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
We'll take this opportunity to greet one another. Let each other know that you're glad to see them. Well, good morning again, and we are indeed grateful that you've chosen to worship with us today. As we look at the prayer requests and praises, this is that opportunity to bring those to the congregation. I have an update on Ethan Harrell. We've been praying for him as he suffered a farm accident and does have indeed a long road of recovery. They're on wound care appointment number 4. They will see the wound care and surgeon again this coming Tuesday, and they're planning for skin grafts on Thursday. The positive news, good news, the ankle continues to fast track and build tissue, and that's the area that will probably be getting skin grafts. But the not so good news, the hip and thigh wounds are not progressing as hoped, and so they're having to do quite a bit of care at home. What is put here is not sounding very pleasant, but they are working with changing the dressings twice a day. So continue to pray for Ethan for those wounds to heal. He was caught up in a sweep auger 3 or 4 weeks ago, and so it is, they do praise God that he still has all his limbs, but be praying that they will heal. And then as Pastor Abe mentioned, Mackenzie Kolpecki passed away this Thursday, so we keep them in our prayers. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yes, Jill. That is a huge praise, and welcome, Joyce. We're grateful that the surgery went well, And we will continue to keep praying for healing and the steps forward. Other prayer requests or praises? Yes, Linda. Yes, that is, waiting is not easy, and especially as his little body and the...
He's 20.
Oh, I'm sorry, I lose track of... There's nothing I can do to recover from that, but... So, we will pray for Elias. Older strep throat is no fun either, so we'll be praying for his heart surgery has been rescheduled for the 19th. One, to get over strep, but two, to stay healthy until then, and patience, and for God's healing hand. Other prayer requests or praises? Deb. So the reminder that Mackenzie's memorial service is at 10:30, and I believe that that's at the Armory this coming Saturday. But then this week, Kaysen burned his hand in chemistry. That's why I chose only to take one section of chemistry. But we will be praying, one, for healing for the scar tissue and all that, but also just the daily care and the keep infection away. So we'll be praying for Kaysen and his burn, and that there would be a quick recovery. Ernie.
Yeah, I have a double praise. Last Thursday, for too many hours, I had the exact same pain in my chest that I had the day that I had the little neck of heart attack. So we went up to the hospital, and the staff did a number of checks on me, some of the checks did twice, and determined I did not have heart
attack,
but
that's a praise.
I was so impressed by everybody at the hospital. They took this impeccable care of me. They made sure that certainly me needs are being met. So I just thank Jersey and all our staff at our hospital. We're so fortunate to have that facility in our small community.
Yes, very much so. Huge praise that Thursday wasn't another heart attack. That's a huge praise. And then also, as also on Thursday, I was there, so it is a great place, and we are blessed to have the facility and then the staff, and I think that's what makes the place so much better is the staff. So we do praise God for the staff that is over at the hospital and all the different capacities. Any other prayer requests or praises? Okay, I have one. The reason I was at the hospital on Thursday, or I guess it was Wednesday when I was there. I had a scope done, an endoscopy. I have dealt with most of my life issues with gastritis and things like that. I have a hiatal hernia that needs to be dealt with, and so this Thursday I'm going in for surgery up in Aberdeen. Don't know when, but I will not be here next Sunday. The recovery does not sound overly pleasant, but... especially the 10 days of liquid diet. But my wife says I will get through it. So, because she did it a couple years ago. So it can be done. But we would appreciate prayers. And I know my wife generally runs the meal train. You do not need to bring any food yet. I can eat it. And Tammy is very functional. The other prayer request, Tammy's shoulder surgery, which was supposed to be Friday, has now been rescheduled for November 19th, which I believe is a Thursday. So I'll be just healed up enough to help her around, but she'll be in a sling for 6 weeks, and several of you know what that's about. So looking at Ernie, looking at Rocky, Terry around, several have had shoulder surgeries, and we're going to join that rank. So we appreciate prayers for that. Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we look around our area and see the change of season and full swing. We thank you for your creative image in creation, that it reflects you. You as the author and creator have put into place the seasons of the year, and it reminds us that things change, our lives change, but thankful you do not, that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever, and your beauty shines forth. All of creation praises you, and we have the opportunity of knowing full well of what we see reflects your beauty and reflects a bit of who you are. Thank you that you are not embedded in creation. You're not bound by time or limitations. You stand outside of time. And sometimes that is overwhelming to us, that as creatures that are stuck in time, we cannot fathom being outside of it. And yet, as the clock ticks and as the days pass, we are thankful for your presence in our day, that you didn't just create and wander off, but you have stayed intimately aware. In fact, you sent your Son at just the right time to die for us. Father, as we welcome so many visitors into our community with the hunting season, we just ask that we would be salt and light and representatives of you. We lift up these requests to you, and we ask that you would be with the Kolpecki family, that through this time, it has been a long journey that they've been on, and we ask that as the community comes together for the memorial services, that you would be the God of comfort to the family and our community, for it is a difficult time, and you tell us that you do bottle up the tears of your people, and you feel along with us. Thankful that you have taken care of our greatest need of what happens in eternity. So, Father, we do lift up the family to you. We also ask that you would be with Ethan and the process he's going through, that you would, as the great physician, touch the wounds for his thigh, for his ankle, as they have appointments again this week, that they would be able to do the skin graft for the ankle, that the thigh wounds would heal and the hip wounds would heal, such that the grafts would take hold and the wounds would seal up. And we just continue to pray for ongoing healing. We are grateful that Jill's mom Joyce is here, that you brought her through the surgery well. We ask that you would continue to place your hand upon her. But we do pause and rejoice with these praises. We also are grateful that Ernie got to the hospital, and as being checked out, he did not have a heart attack. We are thankful for the hospital staff, that in some of our worst days, they are there. And we just ask that you would sustain them, help them when they do have time off to disconnect from the stress of the medical field and to be able to enjoy their time to be refreshed. We just ask that you continually use them as they minister to our physical needs and as our spiritual needs as well. Father, we lift up Elias to you, and with the new date of his heart surgery, we just ask that you would sustain his health and protect, that he would be able to stay healthy for the December 19th schedule. Father, we also lift up Kaysen to you and in the burning of his hand, that you would heal. We ask that you would help him as not just the discomfort, but also the wrapping. It becomes a thing of attention, and that is not always easy in trying to stay anonymous within a high school. And so we just ask that you would heal. We also lift up my own surgery and then my wife's surgery. We're thankful that you have gifted the medical professionals to heal our bodies, but we just ask as the great physician that you touch us and as a congregation for the ministries that you've entrusted to us. We just ask that you would be with each student that comes to Club Rock, for each student that comes to youth group, that for the staff that comes alongside, that you would anoint us and help us to see each of these students as you see them. We also lift up the ministry of CEF and the ministry that they have around our state. For those that they witnessed to and shared the gospel at the state fair, we ask for continued work in those students' hearts and for the release times and the different clubs they're getting ready to start, that you would be using those that are leading as well. Father, we lift up our world and we look at the turmoil in our own country and around the globe, and help us to remember to pray, to trust you, and to be your witnesses around us. For the offering we're about to receive from your people, we just ask that you would use it for your honor and glory, both here and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Beautiful fall, crisp morning to be able to come into the Lord's house. Janelle, that was beautiful. Just gorgeous. Music is a big part of how many people praise the Lord, love the Lord, and feel his presence within them and around them. And and that was simply beautiful. So thank you. We're going to stand. We're going to sing for the Lord. We're going to praise him through music. Please join us.
When I'm not alone, if you are lonely, when you feel afraid, you're not the only, we are all the same, in need of mercy, to be forgiven and be free. It's all you got to lean on, but thank God it's all you need, and all the people said amen. Whoa. Give thanks to the Lord, for his love never ends. And all the people said amen. If you're rich or poor, well, it don't matter. Weak or strong, you know love is what we're after. We're all broken, but we're all in this together. God knows we stumble and fall. Blessed are the poor in spirit who are torn apart. Blessed are the persecuted and the pure in heart. Blessed are the people hungry for another star. For theirs is the kingdom of God. And all the people said amen. Whoa. Thanks to the Lord, for his love never ends, and all the people said amen, and all the people said amen, whoa, 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 whoa. And all the people said amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for his love never ends.
seated. I'm just going to share a minute before we move into the last song. This week when we were doing praise band practice, this last song kind of really touched a few of our hearts. We just really felt God's presence in it. And so then when I got home and in my devotion the last couple of days, I've looked up holy, the word holy. And the word holy means sacred and sanctified. When you dwell in that for a minute, there's only one thing that's holy, and that's Christ. That's the Lord. What he did for us, how he gave his only son, so we can have eternal life if we only accept him as our Savior. So I was reading in some verses, and I'm going to read 1 Chronicles 16:28-29. And it says, "Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the holy due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in holy array." And then in Psalms 45, verse 21 and 46, 1 and 2, it says, "My mouth will speak the praise of the Lord, and all the flesh will bless the holy name forever and ever. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord while I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being." In this song called Revelation Song, and there's amazing words throughout it, but in the chorus, it talks about how holy he is, how mighty he is, how he came here. He's the King of Kings, and you are my everything. So let's sing that for him.
Blessing and honor. Father, we are awed by the fact that you are indeed a holy God, and yet that you care about us. We thank you for the privilege of coming this morning to sing praises to you, to acknowledge who you are. We thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus, and the ability through his sacrificial death on the cross for us to be reconciled to you and have a relationship with you and to call you our Father and our King. And I ask that you would open our ears and our hearts and our minds now to be attentive to what you have to say to us this morning through your word. In Jesus' name,